Yeah, I think I will blow my vuvuzela. Plastic horn is the signature noise of the 2010 World Cup. Some people love them. Some people hate them. Some people are making a lot of money off of them. NPR's Carolyn Beeler reports.
Work stopped at a small company in Birmingham, Alabama, Friday morning. Employees gathered around the big screen TV in the common room to watch the Netherlands beat Brazil 2-1. The requisite vuvuzelas were floating around. They don't just blow the horns here. They sell them. Lots of them. Bernard Fry is the CEO of 365 Incorporated. In addition to the usual sports gear, he's sold 30,000 vuvuzelas in the last 8 months. But he admits he's no expert at playing the things.
It's not actually that easy. You need some lungs. Perhaps with a shandy it would be easier.
Fry first heard about the long plastic horns from a friend who'd seen them at a rugby game in South Africa. Fry thought there was no way they'd be popular here.
He called and just said, these things are awful. They're going to ruin the game. They've got to ban them. They've got to ban them. And pretty much a week later, Jeff Stevens, our head of marketing, came in and said, these things are going to be huge. We need to buy them.
Stevens knew the horns would be a hit with American sports fans because they like to be loud.
When he told me that he thought these were annoying, my reaction is Americans are going to love this because it's more along the lines of what you would see at an NBA game or a Major League Baseball game.
And so if Americans were going to buy these things, 365 Incorporated wanted to make sure they bought their vuvuzelas from them. The company bought Google search word ads using terms like South African horn and World Cup horn to drive traffic to their site. They started selling the horns in November, and sales took off.
We thought it would be a popular item. We thought it would sell well. But to the extent that it's performed, I probably never would have expected that to come, you know, in 100 years or 100 World Cups.
They've sold so fast, the company's supplier ran out of vuvuzelas. 365 and their parent company have enough horns stockpiled to last until they can find new producers. But at one point, they were worried their inventory wouldn't keep up with demand. So far, the vuvuzelas have brought in more than $250,000. Part of the reason sales have been so good, Fry says, is that this World Cup has attracted far more attention from Americans than the last one.
We've definitely seen a significant difference in the amount of interest in this World Cup. In the past, we were heavily focused on the German fans or the Italian fans or the Brazilian fans who live in the US. Now, there's no question that we've become an American company.
An American company selling horns made in China to people watching Brazil and the Netherlands play soccer in South Africa. Carolyn Beeler, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.